With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94 WIP. Howard Eskin here on a playoff Saturday. Playoff Saturday, playoff Sunday, and now this year, because the NFL can't stop themselves from having more games on television. More money, more money, more money. It's all, that's what the NFL's all about. And more money is also because gambling is now a big part of the NFL, and to help us with this weekend would be Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. Sort of looking forward to this weekend's games. As you mentioned, a lot of football games this week, more than we've ever seen in a wild card weekend. And as you say, it's all about the money for the NFL.
It really is. It really is. All right. So let's take a look at it. Who do you like this weekend?
Well, I'm going to look at two underdogs that come into these playoffs in the wild card round with better offenses and better defenses. And they're both on the road, of which I might want to preface and say that road teams have met with a lot of success in the wild card here the past 4 years, just tremendous success. They've gone 14-3 against the spread.
Really?
Winning 12 of those games straight up. So it's been really nice on the road for wild card teams coming into this football season here. And or throughout this, the course of the wild card games. But this weekend, these two underdogs that I'm going to look at that have better offenses and better defenses, first of all, today, the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. A thing that I like to fade Cincinnati in doing is the fact that they're new kids on the block. And in my database, I go back and look at teams that won four or fewer games the previous season. And when they find themselves favored in a playoff game, they are just pathetic. They just can't carry the weight. They just haven't been there, haven't done that. Vegas is carrying a lot of momentum right now in this winning streak that they're on. I like them plus the points against Cincinnati.
Let me ask you a question about the game. The Raiders are coming off that emotional win, and it was an overtime win last week. Does that factor into it at all?
Well, I don't, at the playoff stage of the season, I don't believe it does. Regular season, there might be a letdown because you've got, 14 other games behind that. But it's do or die time right now for these teams. And you've also got a hungry Raiders team that they themselves haven't been to the playoffs in a long while. Derek Carr himself neither that way as well. I'm just basically going to fade Cincinnati and look for them to choke, having not been here before and carrying all the weight and expectations of a favorite.
All right, who else do you like?
The other guy is going to be Monday night, Arizona taking on the Rams, entering with better offense and better defense. They run the football real well. Rams have a struggle stopping the run. And you've got, in truth, Matthew Stafford is not right. I mean, he's just not playing good football right now, not even close to what he was the first 6 weeks of the season. I think he's got a back injury problem going on, not quite sure. But this is an Arizona football team that has won 8 of their 9 games away from home this year. I mean, there's no other better road-tested team in the National Football League wildcard than Arizona is thus far this football season. And if you look at fellow playoff teams versus fellow playoff team stats, the Rams have just really reeked this season. They've been other fellow playoff teams. They've lost 5 out of the 7 games in head-to-head matchups. Arizona's won 5 of their 7 games against other playoff teams. I think they're a live dog, Arizona, plus the points.
All right, let's take a look at the Eagles game tomorrow. I mean, it looks too easy to take the 8 points, and it's called gambling, so it can't be that easy. It can't be that easy. Who do you like?
Well, the one concern for me is this: this number is short, if you will, by comparative nature, and the fact that Tampa Bay beat Philadelphia at Philadelphia as 7.5 point favorites earlier this year, and they're laying only 8.5 at home here in the playoffs in the rematch. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is due to the fact of the Eagles' success coming down the stretch. But I really question the strength of schedule that the Eagles played this year. Number one, they did not beat a playoff team. They went up against six of them and lost all six games. And number two, if you look at their last 10 games of the season, they only faced one playoff team, and that was the Dallas Cowboys the last week of the season when they were really taken out by the Cowboys in a meaningless football game. But nonetheless, they still didn't step up in a game against the playoff team here. I think they struggle today, the Eagles here. I hope I'm wrong, but I just the numbers just are telling me that the way their schedule shook out, they played a really tough front-end schedule and played really good football teams, didn't handle the quest, and then they played really easy teams and beat the easy teams. I don't think Tampa Bay will be an easy win or an easy game for them in this contest.
All right, I'm looking at the totals, and I look at mostly the unders, but I'm trying to figure out, they can't all be unders. I'm trying to think which totals that you like, and the Cowboys just seem like it's too easy to go under, and that might be the only game that I go over, and I think that's the highest number of the weekend. It's crazy.
Well, you know, the way the totals are shaken out in the wild card round is head and shoulders, bar none, the biggest round of all the playoffs favoring under totals, low-scoring football games. The one exception to the rule, and it's rather an odd exception, is the fact that division teams tend to go over in the wild card round. And the one game that might look the weirdest today or might be the New England-Buffalo game where it's bitter cold. But I'm going to look for some scoring in that football game in the Buffalo game. I don't know if it's all going to come from Buffalo. But just the database tells me that division games, wild card rounds go over. Non-division games go under heavily. They go under heavily.
So so the Cowboys, that's a big number. I guess if the 49ers are going to win the game, and I think they can win the game, you would tend to look at the under if they can win the game, correct?
I would, and I think Kyle Shanahan, you know, that will be his game plan, will be to, you know, keep the ball, use what he can do best, that's running the football. And he's got this new weapon with his Deebo Samuel now being this running back slash wide receiver, which is, I think, really, really the reason, this big impetus for San Francisco as they enter into the playoffs.
So you like the under in the Arizona game then, too?
Yes, right? I do. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.